Legendary country music star Lee Greenwood is performing Sunday night at the Foothills Performing Arts Center in Oneonta, starting at 8 p.m. This is Rob Ray, and I had a chance to speak with Lee Greenwood Thursday about his career and his current show. I asked him about a line in his biography about how his sound accidentally changed early in his career.
I was raised in California, and I played a little bit of everything. We were called a show band in those days. I played Broadway music, country, in our version of country in California. I had to relearn that when I got to Nashville. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll, raised in the Beatle era. And I moved to Vegas, and I spent almost 20 years in Nevada. During that time, we did a variety of things. I wrote music for big shows. I had my own rock bands in some of the lounges, and I knew all the Rat Pack and all those guys out there. And I was asked to do a show, a rock opera, and they had like four or five singers from L.A. and four or five from Vegas, and we got together, and we started learning the parts, and I met Stevie Wonder's backup singer. Her name was Tata, and she was a great singer, couldn't read music, and so I would help her with the parts, and as she began to sing them for me, she had this style about her that was like a breath kind of a style, and the best way I would describe it is, of course, with my early records, or Kenny Rogers' voice as well, it's kind of a controlled breathing from your chest out, rather than your throat, so instead of a vibrato, it's like a kind of a breathy vibrato. And I discovered that, and on my very first record, I used it as a trick. It Turns Me Inside Out was the song, and I went into a falsetto and just used that little breathy thing. It became my trademark, oddly enough, for the next like 8 or 10 records, because people would listen for that little breath thing. And I got some comparisons to Kenny Rogers about it, but we developed it from different styles and different places, but it does sound a little bit similar.
Greenwood's most famous song, of course, is God Bless the USA. I asked him how that song came about.
In my early years, I worked for the USO in and around my home in Sacramento, California. There were two SAC command bases there, air bases, McClellan and Mather. And I would take my little junior high school band and then later a high school band, and we would work out at the air base making $5, $6 a night and playing for the dances. So my early experience with the USO was kind of an eye-opener. Our bass player was the Air National Guard. Bob Bauman was his name, and he had to give up a week a month, so our band couldn't work for a week of the month because of his training. And so I realized it was a sacrifice right away from that. I moved to Nevada. It was a lot of years performing there. I really didn't have my eye on the bigger picture, basically trying to focus on my career. When I finally moved to Nashville, I started again with my USO tours, but this time with national fame. I never lost the feeling about, number one, uniting the country, and the second of all was to honor the military, and the third, because I'm a conservative Christian, was to put God first. So in all of those elements, about the first 2.5 years, I was touring like a maniac. I was on the label with Reba McEntire, Barbara Mandrell, George Strait, and the Oak Ridge Boys. I never gave up my writing, and I continually wrote music. And just down the road one day, I said, you know, it's time to write this song that I've been waiting to write for a lot of years. And so I just, you know, got to the bus one night, put my piano up on my lap, and wrote it. And it took about 4 or 5 months to get that to where it needed to be. Not that it was, I had any doubt about ever putting it on record or getting with my producer, Jerry Crutchfield, and getting his endorsement and for us to record it. But there were a lot of steps along the way that eventually brought it to the attention of the public. And then when I finally put it on stage, it was just overwhelming.
Greenwood said that he would be performing God Bless the USA on Sunday night in Oneonta. I asked him about his current band and what else his fans might hear at the Foothills Performing Arts Center Sunday night.
Well, I got a great touring band. There's a quintet. Most of them have been with me more than 10 years, and we put together selections that based on fan response, and we got a lot of interesting input from people who, when they said, well, this is my favorite song, that's my favorite song. So we kind of redid our mix and what we put on stage. There's some interesting material that shows off kind of my musical background, but it's a heartwarming show. I think it's kind of cool because in venues like this, I'll be able to relate to the audience on a more intimate level than rather an arena, which sometimes we play those 10, 15,000 seat arenas and you just can't even talk, you just sing.
Greenwood said that his next album would be Lee Greenwood Live, recorded this summer, scheduled for release early next year. Tickets for Sunday night's show at Foothills are available by calling the Foothills box office at 431-2080 or at frontgatetickets.com. It's guaranteed that you'll hear this one Sunday night, Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA on WCDO.